Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Burning down the house.
I can't remember how that song goes.
Does anybody know how that song goes?
I'm sure there are people. People are screaming about it.
Y'all, welcome to Below Deck.
Below Dick.
Season 6, episode... Or Below Deck Med, actually.
Below Deck Med.
Season 6, episode 10.
So, y'all, we're over halfway through this season,
yeah,
I think.
They only have 2 charters left after this.
Yeah, so
and
it's probably going to be 17, 18 episodes.
If you haven't heard, I think we announced it on the last episode,
yeah.
But Below Deck, the OG is coming back October 25th.
Captain Lee!
So is this going to make, this show going to go until October? Well, I guess with reunions.
With reunions it will.
I think these reunions are going to be...
They're batshit. They're pretty batshit.
Are going to be crazy.
They usually are.
Y'all, we've got a new person coming aboard. And I'm not talking about Poodle's sex life.
That's at least a crew of 8.
At least a crew of 8. But yes,
it's Delaney.
Delaney.
Or as Lexi says, Deloney.
Lexi is a horrible person.
I like it how she was even practicing saying it. Delaney.
I was saying it because she was thinking it for like some type of like Satan doll she was going to make later.
Delaney's going on her list, I'm sure, her burn list.
It's true. So
God, Delaney is such a hipster girl who works in a Brooklyn bookstore.
I have no idea why she's on a boat.
No, I'm just saying that, but that name.
Oh, that name, yeah. It does sound like something someone would sing about. Instead of Taylor the Latte Boy, it'd be Delaney. The bookstore girl.
Delaney, the bookstore girl. She tells me where the Harry Potter collectibles are. Delaney, the bookstore girl. I'd date her if I wasn't homosexual.
Homosexual.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Delaney.
Okay.
So, again, we're just coming off of reeling. We're reeling still. Because of Katie telling...
Lexi.
Of ruining Lexi's life.
Destroying
her. By telling her that ranks for stews don't matter.
No.
Because it's the only way she knows what's up and down.
Yeah, she said, so really this next trip, I'm going to do no ranks.
No ranks.
Y'all.
No ranks.
Lexi is the worst actor.
Oh.
Because she's like, okay.
She went, oh.
And her eye starts twitching.
Oh. Okay.
But how will I make sure everyone knows I'm better than them?
And she's like, I just think her decision is idiotic. It doesn't make sense at all. Maybe because if you weren't a lazy fuck and did your job, it makes sense.
So let's talk about Delaney, y'all, because a lot of confusing information was thrown at us about this person.
It was.
All I could think of is she looks just like Melanie from Scandal. She looks like the first lady.
I'm just going to say that. Get it out. Poodle. Y'all, you know that, like,
here's
poodle,
the thing.
Hold on, let me finish. Poodle comes for me all, because y'all know that I have a speech impediment.
And it's a lisp.
It's a lisp. I don't mind at all, because, you know, because normally you do what you can, but a lot of times you can't change them. However, and I know, I watched this and I went, oh, Poodle's going to be bothered about this, and he's not going to be able to say anything about it, because we're not going to make fun of people's speech impediments.
No, it's low-hanging fruit, and I'm not going to do it.
But as soon as she said, I realized I could get, what did she say?
I could get more Cheerios.
I could get more Cheerios if I kept speaking incorrectly. I went, oh, Poodle's going to have a problem with this.
Now, here's what I have to say. And it's actually, it's kind of my theory in this is a sadder theory than what happens.
Okay.
She needs to be the one to make the joke first.
I think
she needs to be, this speech impediment is real.
Yeah,
for her,
mm-hmm.
Because this is a story she's told 1,000 times or 10,000 times.
It's probably hard because you've got to announce something to everyone in a new situation that you don't even think about.
And you have to make the joke first.
Yeah.
You have to say, and so I decided it was easier. I would get more Cheerios if I sounded like I had a speech impediment.
I don't even know if the story is true.
That's the thing.
Tell people that.
And I'm going to leave this as a marker for when she, on her CV, she said she was a deck stew when she really had no stew experience. This is all about trying to make her, part of her still thinks it's shameful she has a speech impediment.
Yeah.
And even though she acts like it's not,
So you're thinking that's like, you're talking about, because that's like a metaphor for putting on airs for other things in her life.
And
I like that idea.
Bitch could not stop mentioning high school and grades she got. Let it go. It's like, in high school, I would get better grades because I would never get an unsatisfactory. Who gets unsatisfactories in high school? You get those in elementary school.
Oh, I've played high school where I got an unsatisfactory.
Yes, and you wanted one.
I needed extra credit, to make up for it. I'm going to tell y'all this, and I'm sorry if I'm about to crush you. No one gives a fuck if you were valedictorian in high school.
And it
no
sounds,
one gives a
it sounds desperate
fuck.
When you say it.
No one gives a shit.
You know what my valedictorian in high school is doing right now?
What?
I don't know.
Mine didn't even finish college.
Wow.
Dropped out.
I'm just saying it's not necessarily a marker for success.
No, it's not.
And
the salutatorian, she did well, but I think now, and then she quit her, what?
I wasn't salutatorian. I think I was number 4.
Oh, she ended up leaving to
my class rank.
Because
we all gave speeches. They gave like the top 8 people we gave speeches.
8 people got speeches?
They were small speeches.
Not everybody gets to speak. You weren't valedictorian. You weren't. You shouldn't have got a speech.
I don't think the
if you're
guidance
not top
counselor,
2, you lost.
I don't think the guidance counselor and the faculty advisors had a lot of faith in our.
Y'all, not everyone can get a prize in life.
No, I'm saying they wanted graduation to be good. So they had the top 8 people give
but
a speech.
Do you know how long that was?
No,
for
it wasn't.
Everybody?
Everyone had. We all had like 10 minutes. Or maybe 5 to 10 minutes.
I want you to put yourself in a place now. If you were an adult and you went to your nephew's graduation and they said, there's going to be 8 speakers, what would you do?
I'd go out. I'd leave. I'd go on Grindr or picklefinder.net and find someone there and go fuck in the bathroom.
Exactly.
And Jace Anthony. Oh, I'm proud of you.
Actually, Jake's going to be that uncle that when their nephew or nieces graduate from high school, you're going to be like, eh, it's high school. It's not a big deal.
Eh.
Everyone
does
it.
I'll send him a gift.
You'll go. You got to go to that.
Why?
I will make you go.
I might, you know, I think my, I don't think my aunt or uncles went to my college graduation or my high school graduation.
Really?
No. A lot of them worked in the school, though, so they're already going to be there.
Well, you're going to go.
Okay.
Your gay uncle. We've got to do more.
I kind of feel like I would go more to their elementary graduation than high school.
Well, whatever.
Because that feels like...
I feel like you would go because education is so important to you and you want to support that. Like you want to... No, I don't mean the passive.
No,
I mean
that
like,
was so bad. That's,
I didn't mean... No, I meant that like... Your other brother, like your, like
they think that too.
Oh, see, my brothers, like they were education, but they also did, you know, sports
I
and all that.
I don't,
but I'm very
like,
close with my nephews.
I don't feel like I have to. Well, you grew up with them. Are you,
no,
you,
I didn't.
Were you near them when they?
I
grew
wasn't
up. Really.
No, not at all. I just was very very close to them. But I think your youngest one might be gay, so you'll
How
go to
old
his.
Were you when they were born?
I was 20 when my first one was born, and then 23 when the second one was born.
But you saw them enough. You
I
lived
saw
at,
them like once every like 3 months, but not like once a year. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
I just lived far away.
I think it's going to be good. Maybe
we
I'll
still go, FaceTime.
Maybe I'll go with you, and you can wear like an ascot and a cape and just sit up there in sunglasses
and,
watching them.
And go, author, author.
We're off course. Somebody just listened and said, I thought they were talking about Below Deck.
No, you took me off. Anyway, no, I was saying about Delaney. This is, people are going to come at her and saying, oh, this is all garbage. She's making up. Here's the thing. Everything she's saying, she has a speech impediment. She's very insecure about it.
Yeah.
This is her way of disarming the situation.
Yeah.
My thing with, I guarantee you she goes through life, is she's always worried about being called out, so she always puts on airs to be something she's not.
We've done that with being gay. We're really not this gay. We just put on airs so that way nobody makes fun of us.
You're this gay.
Yeah.
So, y'all, anyway...
How old were you when you were singing Linda Ronstadt?
I wasn't singing Linda. Well, yeah, I was.
Mama, I love that Linda Ronstadt singer. Do you love her too, Mama? God, Jaybird.
But here's the thing. She tells Captain Sandy, I was a deck stew. I could do both because she worked on a charter boats.
Yeah.
And we find out. She has no stew experience.
No stew.
She wasn't even.
She's never worked on a boat this size.
No. She worked on charter boats. She said, I was good with usually putting out Costco platters, and then we were done. So she was more of a tour guide, really.
Like the kind of boats that Poodle and I could afford.
Yeah. She was on like a big pontoon.
Where they hand you like a can of Busch beer, and you say thank you. And you feel class, and you say things like, don't you feel classy?
So anyway, Katie is having, Katie is of course having another torturous meeting with Captain Sandy.
You know, every time she walks up there, I just go, poor Professor Katie.
Every time she has to go up
Night
there.
And day she and works all day. Poor Professor Katie.
And I see Captain Sandy's face go, hey, so... I think this is the time for our first Below Deck Theater.
Is this our first?
Yes.
Oh,
I think so.
Professor Katie.
I'll be playing the role, of course, of Captain Sandy Yawn.
I'll be playing the role of Katie. All right. And... See.
Why, hey there, Miss Katie. So glad you came up to the bridge.
Hi, let me just brush my hair on my face. It's so
Yeah, you've been working hard. You're always sweating.
It's getting worse and worse progressively as this trip goes on.
Yeah, I can see your anxiety flaring.
Oh, fine.
I can see it.
I'm fine.
You know, I still, Katie, I got to tell you, I'm still not, I'm still a little concerned about your leadership skills here.
What?
I want you to lead by example.
Well,
and I hope you can take what I like to call this thing, pretty sure I'm the one who came up with it.
Yeah.
It's called constructive criticism.
Okay.
So you take my criticism and you construct something out of it. Like a little, I don't know, log cabin or a golfing bag.
Well, she's never.
Do you like to golf, Katie?
No.
Love it.
No, it's not.
Love golfing.
Cricket.
It's a sport more women should do.
My tennis. Tennis. Quite nice.
Here's the thing. I'll cut through the bullshit with you, Katie.
She's never worked. You know, she's never been astute.
Yeah, here's the thing.
Yeah.
You.
She's here to stew.
It's your decision.
What?
It's your decision.
What?
Do you want to keep her on? But this is completely up to you.
But you told me that
not familiar.
She's already hired and that we need to.
I don't remember that at all. You were the one who said you needed.
No, we were down in the by the kitchen.
Katie,
you said.
Katie.
Okay.
Katie. I want you to lead, Katie.
Okay.
I want you to lead.
All right.
And I remember you said you needed someone.
Sure.
And even instead of getting someone who is obviously mentally ill like Lexi, I've decided to make this three times as hard as it would be for
you.
Adding another person and also going over you.
Okay.
So I'm going to need to answer it from you.
But it's still...
Do you want her? This is all on you. It's all on you. This is all on you.
Excuse me one second.
Because if you fail, it's up to you. It's all on you.
Just one second.
So this was good talk. I'll have your decision in about an hour.
Thank you, Captain.
And scene. Y'all, this is textbook Sandy.
This is horrible to do to her. She's just...
So you're now starting to see
why I
despise her.
Because when you
in
first see Captain Sandy, you're like, okay, she seems like she's...
Oh, she's so horrible.
She seems like she wants to give people autonomy.
No.
And she wants them to feel empowered.
She likes sticking her hand in enough to cause absolute chaos and then letting everyone know, I'm letting you make the decision.
She's
Mama Plath.
She's
fucking Mama Plath.
She's telling them to clean up the shit.
Yeah.
And y'all, Katie...
That's what leadership is.
Katie is stressed the fuck out.
Leadership is gaslighting the fuck out of everyone
in
your boat.
10 years ago, she took one leadership conference in Tampa, and now she's an expert.
You can have the life you want.
When she said... When she said, Katie, this is your decision, my jaw dropped along with Katie's. When Katie just went...
She's like, wait, Gary, roll the tape.
Yeah.
But no, this whole time, she's basically been pushing Katie to say, because Sandy will never take responsibility for anything.
No, never. And so she meets Delaney. She takes Delaney, and Katie's like, that's where Katie said, so you've never been on a boat this big before. She's like, well, you're a stewardess now.
Delaney's like, so wait, people sleep here?
Yeah,
no, I'm just I shouldn't say
like,
that,
what?
But I was
there's
like,
beds?
There are beds? There's toilets?
And Lexi's Delaney.
Deloney.
Deloney. I will kill you in the night, Delaney.
Anyway, there.
It's ironic that, y'all, I'm shocked at this trip. We were wrong. We were dead wrong. And maybe it will change. We thought there was going to be so much drama from...
With the charter?
With the charter.
Eh,
they're least just, of concern.
And there's just one drunkie. There's just one drunkie, Danielle.
Actually, these seem like, even though their dietary restrictions are ridiculous, these seem like fun gals.
They're having a good time. Danielle's trying to twerk over the side of the boat, so that may be a problem.
Y'all.
She's drunk, y'all, when she gets to the boat.
Danielle is me in my late 20s when I got really drunk. I'm just going to say, y'all, I've humped street signs.
Yep.
I've humped street cones. I don't sexually harass people when I'm drunk. Just
you've grabbed people.
No, who?
You I grabbed mean, people's two, penises.
One or two straight men, you know, that were flirty.
I'm surprised you haven't been Me Too'd.
No, they
so they were flirt. They asked for it. Is that what you're saying?
They don't ask for it. They tell me.
Oh, I got it.
I get straight men.
They tell you.
I've literally gotten drunk and had a straight man say, "Can you tell me if I have a nice dick?"
Oh, so they always tell you?
Yes. Yeah, you've had that where guys, right? Okay, just me.
Yeah, I think you may make that up in your head.
I'm just saying.
So basically, you guys. Matthew is losing his mind because of all these dietary restrictions. Yep. Also, I wrote down my three least favorite words when meeting new people. I'm a hugger.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what that woman says.
Yeah, that's what she says.
And she's like grabbing on to all the people.
Courtney's sad because
she doesn't know what's going on with this new woman.
She feels disrespected, like she's working for nothing. And also she says,
I don't blame her.
And she honestly says, this person should not accept this job.
Yep.
If they were told, and I don't know if it's because of it's a COVID thing and they couldn't get a lot of people quarantined.
This is Captain Sandy bullshit.
I think it's Captain Sandy and probably a bit of production.
Yeah. Thing. Oh, I will say, they're less so on regular Below Deck, the producers do get involved in this show.
I think you almost, especially in COVID, you probably kind of have to in this show.
Yeah.
So
also, y'all, even though we've had Lexi's been a nightmare, the majority of people have been, the majority of the rest of the deck crew, Malia has behaved herself.
They have.
Everyone, mostly because of Katie being really good at her job and not being
Katie is really good at her job. And not being a
busy bee like Kate Chastain would, and not creating a kind of an environment of fear or something like that. Or even Hannah. Hannah was a bit of a mean girl, and she'd take shots at people. Katie is the exact opposite of that. And I think the producer's like, we gotta shake this shit up.
I love Katie.
Yeah, she's pretty great. But I was reminded today about, it was an early season of Below Deck that was on. I was just like, had my TV on. And I think it was like season one or two. And it was like that fucker, Danny, who basically came up, this little twerp, who was like, all the male guests were like giving him his extra MVP tip. And he was like going after Hannah. And she's like, your personality sucks. He's like, who the fuck are you, Smurf? She just went after him. And that's normally the drama we have. Normally it's persona drama. And Below Deck has a lot of that. Without Kate, it's really interesting. There's not a lot. Like last season wasn't very dramatic at all.
Well, that kind of is, there's a lot. There's usually infighting and kind of the lower levels. It all starts at the top.
Yeah. When we go to Below Deck and we do old vintage episodes, Below Deck season two is going to blow your mind.
Well, I'm excited.
Especially the hot guys like Kelly.
It'll be like,
you're going to lose your mind over Kelly.
It's going to be several years.
Yeah.
Don't get excited, but, y'all. We got shit to do. And now people are asking us to do Vanderpump. I've never seen that show.
No.
I'm not watching that.
I'm not doing that show.
I appreciate it, but no.
Y'all, there's so many good Bravo podcasts.
I can't do
Vanderpump. We're standing our lane.
I can't do Vanderpump because I've been to that restaurant and it's insufferable.
The food isn't even good.
The food's not good. You can never get anyone to wait on you. The drinks aren't great.
No. Here's the
Impress
reason.
Me.
The reason why we did Below Deck, you guys. I've been a big fan of the show, and the show doesn't actually have a ton of podcasts that cover it.
It doesn't.
But like Housewives, so many.
If you want Vanderpump rules, Ronnie and Ben watch
they do it. And then
they're the go-tos.
There's tons of people who do it.
Pink Shade.
They do.
Yeah, they do. Pink Shade does Vamber, and they're great too. So anyway.
Bitch,
sorry.
Says,
I don't mean to kill someone's dream now, but I'm just telling you.
Maybe season 29.
Yeah. Okay. So all crew gets to the wife. Yes. And the women arrive. They meet everybody. They're hugging. We find out Delaney is currently not in a relationship. I think let's talk about this crew member, Danielle.
Charter guest.
Charter guest, yes, charter, sorry.
She's got snakeskin tights.
She's already, I think, drunk.
That's what I'm saying. I think she arrived drunk.
She just arrived full on drunk. Yeah, snakeskin tights.
I like bourbon. But I like tequila. Anything else you want to bring me?
They're not tights, though. They are, but tights are like something you get at like Lululemon. These are actually like Angela pants from Walmart.
They are Angela pants.
And they're tights, but then they flare out like bell bottoms. Y'all, are bell bottoms coming back in style? Because I'm not here for it.
I'm not ready for it.
I'm not ready. Let us know, because we're not stylish.
So they got tons of luggage, lots of luggage.
Yes.
And Daniel's, bourbon, tequila, everything. And y'all, they're twerking on the boat.
Now,
because these women read What Do Cool Young Girls Do on Boats?
I would.
And they Googled it and they found out they need to twerk and put it on something called TikTok. None of them know what TikTok is, but.
Danielle does get drunk and tries to twerk off the end of the boat, which again, I would have done that. I'm not going to lie. I would have done that.
Who has the twerk session? Yeah. Who has the twerk?
I want a good flag. Where is that flag?
I want to twerk.
Yeah.
Can I twerk on your face?
Yeah.
Lloyd. I like a good twerk.
She probably
this
would
is
hook
a
out
twerk
Lloyd.
Place.
I think Lloyd would be who she would try to seduce.
Well, later on she gives a lap dance in a large fat suit to David.
To David, yes. We'll talk about that.
Anyway, Courtney's like, maybe perhaps do not.
Courtney's like, we can do this when we
stop.
Don't jump
off the railing.
No twerking on the flagpole unless
she's
we stop.
Like, yes.
So Katie, bless her heart, she goes down to Delaney and she's like, so Delaney, how's it going? She's like brushing her hair aside, kind of breathing out. And Delaney, Katie now has become that person who comes to talk to you, and before they even say, hi, we need to talk, they already ran out of time to talk to you. So hi, how are you? Okay. And then as you're talking, she's sitting there kind of bouncing, just saying, hurry up and finish. I got to go.
Her weakness in her managerial style is that she is worried about someone's feelings first
She cares about too much what people think.
I do it because I care.
Do it because I care.
And Delaney's like, I'm happy to do whatever the boat wants me to do. Like the boat's like,
Well, honey.
You're going to go clean my cabins. Did someone say Lady Michelle?
And here's what is that Delaney says. What? She says, I'm not an idiot. I can figure this out. I understand that.
She's defensive. Yeah.
I understand you're not dumb. This isn't about being smart or being dumb.
Yeah.
This is about there is a procedural way to do things. And if you don't know how to do it, I'm not an idiot. I have never worked in this level of service. I don't think my month-long experience at serving at Interurban, serving beer rolls, would classify me to work
in a restaurant.
Ship. Even you.
I wish I had worked with you at a restaurant. I would have destroyed you. I would have bullied the fuck out of any newbie.
Yeah, you would have bullied me.
I'm like, look at this yokel over here, y'all. Spilling everything.
You would have.
And then I would have blamed you for when someone got caught with drugs. You would have been the foil.
Probably.
I'm like, let's put drugs on the newbie.
I knew the manager, though. I did musical theater with her.
Oh, okay.
That's why I got the job.
But you, and did she have to fire you? You quit.
I quit, thankfully. Thankfully.
Serving wasn't for you because she had to talk with every customer? Probably.
I didn't mind that.
No,
I wanted to do that.
That's not, you do make small talk, but you probably didn't know what was appropriate. You probably sat there at your table and talk with them too long about their
I didn't do that.
Their teachers in school.
No, it really serving was it was just it was the food. I didn't like smelling like food, and I didn't like handling food, which is kind of number one thing.
That is,
the people were fine. I just didn't.
But you would eat said food.
But I don't like being in the kitchen. I didn't like seeing the magic. I didn't want to sit on the line, looking to see what plates are coming. It wasn't like it just wasn't what I like to do. And also, everyone smoked.
Yeah.
All the wait staff smoked. I didn't smoke.
Boy, here's the thing. They probably also did drugs. You were just never in with them.
Well,
that's they never fine. Invited you out, did they?
I don't think I wanted to go do drugs.
No, I'm saying usually everyone goes out.
I was in a different stage of my life, though. I just graduated high school.
Oh, you were too young. Yeah.
I worked there for like 4 weeks. And the only reason I got the job is I thought that maybe I would want to wait tables when I was in college.
Yeah. And I think you might have been at a crappy restaurant.
No, I think I just romanticized like waiting. Yeah. And then I got to college and I went, oh, wait, I have a scholarship. I'm doing school and music.
That's
I
don't a
have
lot.
Time. I don't have time but to work.
Honestly, you can make good money doing it. The money's good.
You make great money. It's really hard work. I'm just saying. But if you don't
hell
like
on
food,
your feet.
Y'all, you can't work at Clinique if you don't like makeup or skincare.
That's true. So, anyway, thank you for that
you brought it
digression.
Up. I didn't. I did.
Thank you.
But no, I was going to say you did work though at a snooty
yeah,
snooty
I worked at restaurants.
You're still not qualified to do this.
I'm not.
That's what I mean. Like, this is
absolutely
a
not.
Different level. So the fact that she's like, I'm just going to get it.
And y'all, Lexi's on breakfast again. And again, worst actor. She's like, okay.
Okay.
And inside, she's like,
And she's like, she's giving me back to breakfast. It's just utter shit. And she even says like, I mean, come on. If no one has ranks anymore, then Katie, why don't you have a rank? And I went, wow.
That's not the way this works.
Fucking
that's not how any of this works.
She's crazy.
I can't believe she's still there.
I can't believe either. Like, why is she not gone? Probably, the only thing I could say is that producers, for every meeting Sandy had with Katie, Katie also had a meeting with producers. They're like, Katie,
yeah,
we just have to keep her on because she's good TV.
Oh, Katie doesn't meet with producers. It's all Sandy. So basically they are,
I just realized I know a producer of Below Deck.
Who?
I don't want to say.
Tell me later. You're so inside baseball.
No, I just realized. I don't wonder if she's still on the show.
I know
we
her
both
too.
Know her.
This is
why are we talking to her?
We're disgusting.
We're gross. You know what? Let's take a commercial and we're going to go wash our mouths out. We'll be right back.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay,
But is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
We're back.
Where's my room? I don't know where things are.
Danielle's friends are just eating dinner without her, and they are used to Danielle just walking off.
To sleeping through dinner.
All the time. Y'all, again, I was that drunk person in my 20s. I would just walk off go talk to people.
I know. I can pull a drunk, but when you get very drunk, that's what you do.
I go wandering.
Yep. I go wandering
after midnight, looking for a dick that I can suck or sip my ass. I go a walking.
Wow.
After midnight.
Sorry, Patsy Cline.
Looking for you.
So
it could have been a long dick. It could, you know, I'm not going to do
thank
that.
You. Thank you for
I'm sorry, Patsy Cline.
The big news here, y'all, is Matthew burns himself, and it is horrible.
It is horrible.
Like, it's not like you when you burn yourself on the oven or you touch something that's hot and it gets red and makes a blister. This is actual burning of the skin.
And, like, it was terrifying to watch. He picked up the thing, put it in the water, and then, like, it went up his coat. It caught on fire. It was scary.
I don't think Matthew is safe in the kitchen.
Doctor. He's got a second degree burn.
Yikes!
Second degree burn, y'all. That shit is painful.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it was.
Burns. You've burned yourself a lot, haven't you?
Yeah. When I cook, I burn myself a lot. I never had second degree burns. I don't think I've had blisters. Anyway, so the deckhands, the guys are helping him out in the galley, and like I'm so glad everyone pitches in. No one's an asshole about it.
No.
That's the thing. Even though there's drama, usually there's asshole personas, and a lot of them are these hyper macho deckhand guys. We just don't have those.
Do you think a lot of it is because of COVID, a lot of people are just grateful to work because everything's shut down?
Could be. We just don't have an Ashton or a Zhao or
those are dumb names.
Well, they're both South African names.
Oh, then maybe they're
I think maybe Zhao was South African still. I think he was. There's just not a lot of meatheads. Who are full of themselves.
Okay.
Like the one last time, I think it was part of season 5, it was some Below Deck,
what was his name? Pete. Pete had to be edited out because he said all kinds of racist shit online, and they re-edited the season after
that. He was hot, though.
He has a huge dick because he's on OnlyFans.
Okay, we need to move on.
And it's a beautiful penis. He's a terrible person with a beautiful penis.
We're moving on.
It's unfortunate.
Favorite line of in the hot tub. So, like, we're in Seabitch, right? Seabitches. Right? Who cares? I don't care where we are.
Did you hear Danielle say, getting ready for my big debut?
And we're like,
takes her like 3 hours to get dressed, y'all.
That's when Lexi watched out. She says, so Deloney's here for all of you.
Deloney. Y'all say hello to Deloney. They'll go, Deloney.
Anyway.
She's like, it's Delaney. It's fine.
So, yeah. They're all pitching in the kitchen. Danielle's looking for her room.
Katie is summoned to the bridge again.
Oh.
By everyone's favorite Captain Sandy Yawn.
Is it time again?
It's time
for another. This is time for a part two
of the same theater.
Oh, you're doing that?
Oh, no. Now,
that's Dixie.
Now I just sang Dixie. So I'll be playing the role of Sandy. So here we go.
I'll be right there, Captain. Be right there.
Great. Wow, the sea at night. Look at this. It's good to be a woman with the hands on the ship tonight. Good to be in control. Makes my vagina.
Hello, Captain.
Oh, it's just having a thought about you.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Here's the thing.
Here again, another meeting.
You know how I told you.
One of plenty. Just another.
You know how I told you.
6 million meetings.
I told you it was all your decision. I'm going to throw another wrench in your works here.
Yes, what?
Here's the thing.
Yeah. Yes.
Talk to the cabin people of the company.
Talk quicker, please. I'm in a little hurry.
You know, Katie, reminds me of a time when I was out on an old harpoon vessel.
Oh, I'm really in a hurry.
Yeah.
Harpoons, really.
I really enjoy our time together.
You've been whaling, have you?
It was a very strange 3 weeks on a whaling vessel.
It's like Moby Dick.
I looked I saw a beast out there.
Uh-huh, yes.
I saw the whale, and I thought, I don't know, are you doing this right? Could I give you some constructive criticism, whale?
Captain, I just, you know.
Yeah. Oh, what are you saying? You gotta go?
Dessert. Yes, got things to do.
Oh, yeah. You are kind of in charge of this.
Yes.
And I am keeping you from your job being up here.
But I'm happy to be here.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Katie. Yes. That's your name, right?
Yes.
Katie?
Yes.
Here's the thing, Katie.
Okay.
Talk to the owners of the company.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And because I've been so lax about deciding about cabins and people fucking in cabins before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I took care of the cabins. All sorted out. Everyone's peachy keen. It's going to be great.
You did really good.
Appreciate it.
I'm not through messing with shit yet.
Well, pardon.
So, turns out they're not going to let people share a cabin because evidently we're back in 1960.
Oh, really?
So,
here's the thing.
Remember, Katie.
Wouldn't know about 60s.
You did this.
Okay.
So,
the consequences
are you're going to have to flip all those cabins and you need to do it today. The one thing I can see is Martin. Who, even though I'm a lesbian, I somehow fantasize about.
Okay. Well,
Martin's going to stay. Matthew is going to stay in Martin's cabin.
Okay. Well, can I?
And then I'm going to have you stay up all night long.
Okay. Can I leave
then,
now? I'm in a hurry. Really,
and then I want you to. It's like I told the whale that one time.
Oh, God.
I want you to lead.
Yes.
I want you to lead.
Yes, I'm trying to lead right now.
Then I harpooned him.
Yeah, but I don't.
In the eye.
Oh, wow.
And I showed him who's boss.
That's okay. Well,
you can get that full story in my weekend of entrepreneurship. Sorry. So take that, Katie.
The weekend of, you know, I don't want to ask.
Boca Raton. Going out. That'll be L.
Thank you, Captain.
Y'all, We all, if you've been watching this show for a while, you know what a pain in the ass cabins were last season. And she got up all in the business of cabins.
So, this is me. I guess it's annoying, and I know they're tired, but I'm like, you're moving rooms.
It's a big deal. Because it's all, it is, they have, we're more than, they've already done it once, though.
They have.
Remember?
Already, yeah.
Because they've had to split up for Lexi, the boys have had to, and it's usually due to people fucking who want to stay, and it's never been a big problem before.
Wait, so people that are different sex get into a same cabin so they can fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
So apparently we've decided it's a problem now, and it's never, because
so people have been on different sections
before. Here's the
thing.
Malia threw a big fit about Tom the chef staying in her cabin, opposite sex cabins, threw a fit. Captain Sandy supported her in this, and they had to completely, that was one of the reasons Hannah had a problem with it, one of the reasons that, in my opinion, and a lot of people's, that Malia tried to get rid of Hannah. So that's why this whole thing is absurd and it's stupid.
So you think because of drama in the past, the company now has made a decision they don't want that anymore?
I think this is production, honestly. I think, or they're trying to make Katie jump off the boat.
But what if we find out the name of this season actually is, when is Katie jumping off the boat?
Seriously.
Poor Professor Katie.
So basically, you just have to know that Martin is, for the rest of the charter, Martin's going to stay with Matt, or Matt's going to stay with Martin. Y'all.
Find that Instagram, sissies. Find it.
I would gladly burn myself to stay with Martin.
Gladly.
Oh my God, he's gorgeous.
Oh.
Jesus.
He just has a pretty beard you want to jizz on.
I agree. Just rub it in.
Yeah. You like that, matey. Someone was just cooking and just went, fuck, to turn it off because their little toddler.
Their little three-year-old went, Mommy, I want carrots.
Y'all, sorry if you get reality gay.
You can fast forward when we're talking about a shiny-faced guy because of a jizz beard.
It's kind of my favorite stories. People in Starbucks, an auto mechanic.
Oh, that's mine.
Tell us when you get reality gay.
Boy, sometimes it's when it's your Starbucks employee and we're talking about foreskins. And sometimes you get a good response. Sometimes like, yeah, I hear you, girl.
I really hope it's at Chick-fil-A.
Me too.
And the manager just hears her going, and then he butt-fucked me.
So anyway, Z is talking about smelling like love potion. I didn't really understand what happened here.
It was like, yeah. So
Danielle shows up at 11:30.
Yeah, she's like, I'm a freak in the sheets, but a lady in the street. And I went, did Danielle get our merch? Because, y'all, you can go to the merch store and get Maddie in the streets, Poodle in the sheets.
Yes.
Get your merch at Reality Gays Podcast. All the proceeds of merch go to a charity each month.
So later on, Captain Sandy's like, you know, she's going to stay. We got to change those cabins. Again, Captain Sandy makes it seem like Katie has made this decision.
She really does.
And
she really does.
Anyway.
So David gets a lap dance from Danielle.
And the weather's shitty, y'all. The weather's starting.
Yeah, so it's the next day, the second day of the charter. It's really, really, the weather is really, really terrible. And Lexi's like, I don't have an issue changing cabins. I don't want to stay with my chief stew.
Yeah.
Y'all, because it's ironic. Katie and Lexi are a great example of Katie cares about what people think. She also doesn't want, she cares about what people think about her.
Yeah.
And not in a good way. As a leader, you do need to care about those things. But remember, y'all, what other people think of you is none of your business.
Yeah.
But because of that, she's been trying, she doesn't want to rile Lexi up and she doesn't want Lexi to be mad at
right.
her. But in essence, because she's been so treated her with kid gloves, Lexi hates her more than anyone.
Yeah, exactly.
So it happened anyway.
Weirdly, I think Lexi would almost respect someone like Chief, like Kate Chastain.
I think if Lexi put authority down, because she talks so much about authority. Katie. And Katie said, look, I'm Chief Stew.
Yeah.
This is the way it's going down.
She's
this
starting
is
to do
I'm
that,
saying.
And it's happening a little late.
You can't, yeah.
But anyway, so Katie goes up to Delaney and says, she's thinking, okay, I've got to fix this because cabins are going to be a nightmare.
Y'all, she's throwing up.
Yeah.
Katie grows and throws up. She stressed her so much. And so she goes to Delaney and she's like,
You said you were more of a Dex Stew.
I'm going to tell her. Basically, she's going to fire her.
Yeah.
To say it's not a time. So Katie's like, yeah, so yeah, you said you're more of a Dex Stew, you know.
You really weren't truthful and.
It's not really against you, but with all the regulations, it's too much for what it's worth. And I think we're going to have to let you go.
It's unfair to assume how I would act and how I would do anything. I've been doing a good job so far. Already,
and
y'all.
And then we hear Captain Sandy say, oh. The storm is coming.
She did.
Y'all, that's pitch perfect. This is foreshadowing.
And then that's when she goes, I got an unsatisfactory grade, and I would argue with my teachers.
I would get more Cheerios. And I want to say, life is not high school, girl.
She mentions it like four times.
And the deal is, again, Katie, she acquiesces because she's like, well, she is right because she is doing a good job, but... Here's the deal is that it's not that she's doing it. It's just she's never done anything like this.
To handle this the Kate Chastain way would be, look, honey, she'd probably grab her hand and say, look, you and I both know you're out of your depth here. Not giving her a chance to talk and say, I can tell you're not really happy and here's what's going to happen. I'm sorry we did this, but it didn't really work out. Now we're going to change cabins. You know, we can't have any more disorder on the charter because that's the most important thing. The most important
thing.
And
she probably would, what a leader would say, this is really on us. This is our mistake.
Yes.
This is, I apologize for wasting your time.
Yep. Anyway, but.
Instead, Katie's like.
At the end of the charter, we'll see. She says it very kind of short.
And yes.
Delaney's like, what about the end of the whole season? And I'm like, oh God.
Oh.
So y'all, but the
spoiler
only thing-
alert, she's gonna stay at the end of the charter, and then Katie's not gonna be able to fire her.
Yep.
And she's gonna stay on.
Because Captain Santa, like, I just want you to give her a chance.
And I'm telling you now, Lexi, Courtney, and Delaney are all gonna be staying in the same room when this happens. It's not gonna go good.
It will be a mess.
I'm telling you now, Lexi and Delaney are going to go at each other.
Well, I don't know if you've heard this. Lexi's already said she's not going to the reunion.
Really?
Yes. She's become quite notorious on social media.
So she's one of those people who doesn't own her shit, which is what we said before.
No.
I have no respect.
Never.
I think she probably leaves early because when they showed coming up on the rest of the season of...
Yeah.
They... barely showed Lexi at all.
Possibly. The only cliffhanger we're left is Malia's outside about to get struck by lightning. And Captain Sandy's like, you know, Malia, it's going to pass. I don't know what to tell you. The lightning is more afraid of you than you are of the lightning.
thanks, Captain. Y'all, that's the show. Thank you for joining us on this journey.
I think next episode's gonna be great. I need to, next time I do Captain Sandy, I need to get up and cross my arms. It's really the only way I can get her essence.
Yeah.
I can do it here, but I don't have the same level of apathetic judgment.
Yeah, maybe that she has. Listen to some Creedence Clearwater Revival in the background before you start, just to get you into character.
Yeah, good idea. Yeah.
You know she loves them.
Janis Ian. Or someone like that. I learned the truth at 17. You have no idea who that is, right?
Not familiar.
Yeah.
Y'all, that's
life
a joke.
Was me.
You can find us at realitygazepodcast.com.
Do this outro of Janis Ian at 17.
I'm not playing. We can't play the rights to this song. You can also find us on Twitter at realitygazepod.
Just because you don't know it, you bitch.
No, you can sing it.
Fine.
So anyway, y'all, also you can find us on Cameo. You know, Poodle has taken to doing cameos in bed.
I didn't
I did it once. Did you have your shirt off?
No.
Oh,
I had clothes on.
But if you want a bedroom story,
a boudoir cameo.
Maybe you need.
I was uncomfortable when I did it.
Maybe you need Poodle to give your boyfriend sex talk. Come at Poodle on Cameo.
I showed this person my headboard, and I said, if these walls could talk.
Boy, hope you wiped the jizz off of it from that you saw whenever you moved.
Not familiar.
Anyway, y'all, that's the show. We appreciate it. Hey, go to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. We greatly appreciate that. Also, y'all, we are bowled over that our first live show sold out in 4 days.
Yay.
We kind of can't believe that. We appreciate it so much. Never fear. We are planning not a full tour yet. We kind of need to see what's going to happen in the world. But we are planning some live shows in New York and Chicago.
And so, early 2021.
And hopefully 22. Another LA date. So those will be happening next year. So we appreciate you all very, very much. And until then,
Anchors again!
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this. But some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
Caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.